My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
A flash flood watch in effect through late tonight. It'll be cloudy and humid. Shower and a thunderstorm this afternoon. High 86. Partly to mostly cloudy, humid tonight. Shower and a heavy thunderstorm. The flooding is possible. Low 70. Clouds and humid tomorrow. Shower and thunderstorm. The high at 77. Saturday, clouds and breaks of sun. The high near 81. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Hi, this is Brad Pistole, a certified financial fiduciary and host of Safe Money Radio. If you're tired of watching your retirement accounts go up and down like a roller coaster, just give me a call. I will show you how to keep 100% of your principal protected from losses and fees, and I will give you a copy of my number one best-selling book, Safe Money Matters. My number is 866-780-SAFE. That's 866-780-7233.
AM 560 and 93.3 FM, KWTO, Springfield. Keep watching the Ozarks.
Hello, and this is Dr. Sergey Sorin and Chris Griffin, our amazing medical intuitive, sitting in for Dr. Norm Shealy, who is not able to make it here for this week, but we'll be sure to have him, have his spirit included here as always, and of course, any questions is welcome. Paul, hi.
Hi, it's Paul here, and I had a couple of questions. One of them I forgot, but I'm a recovering diabetic, and I've got an awful lot of people who listen to me as to what to do about all this. And our biggest pains right now are our legs. Mm. So our legs are getting heavier, and they're like they're on fire.
Yes, yes. Diabetic neuropathy and vascular. One of the best things for that is indeed something called PEMF, Pulse Electromagnetic Field Device. It's basically that works for everything, all the 12 organ systems, and it's one of the few things that actually reverses so-called irreversible damage from diabetic neuropathy. The nerve cells are actually regrowing with that. One of my friends and medical colleagues, who unfortunately is a terrible diabetic, great person, terrible diabetic, almost had to have his leg amputated, and he did the PEMF device, and he's now walking. So, I mean, I'm not saying he's running a marathon, but he's doing great. So, if you're interested, I can give you a contact information.
I have your ring, and I'm wondering, is there another application? I put it on my head, I put it under my pillow, I sit on it, lay on it, sleep on it.
Fantastic. 24/7 as possible, you bet. Yeah. Applications are limitless. I mean, it really just works for pretty much every organ system. Yeah. And brain puts the brain into gamma. Gamma is in the zone.
Yeah, it helps to reduce inflammation. So anywhere on the body you put it, it'll help.
Mm-hmm. It optimizes cellular function. And cells are everywhere. We have trillions of cells. So, I mean, God bless. Yeah, so Paul, and by the way, I want to say thank you for mentioning recovering diabetic, because a lot of people think that once you have a chronic disease, you got to have it for life, and that's absolutely not true whatsoever, none whatsoever. Basically, the chronic disease happens because of primarily lifestyle, stressors, toxicity of the environment, mental, emotional, and other factors, and our thoughts. And when we change the patterns.
Induced by the doctors.
Or the doctor, iatrogenic, how's that? Number one, actually... Yeah. Technically, either number two or three cause of death and damage in the United States, iatrogenic, medical system induced. There we go. And this is coming from a doctor.
Supposed to be rewarded for this, but I took a product called Lambicil, which is for toe fungus.
Oh.
And they said, you got to be on it for 90 days. You got to take every pill. And if you miss one, you're in big trouble.
Mm.
So you do it. You take all the three bottles of pills, and then you wind up, what happened to me?
Yes, yes. You know, this is why we work in our clinic, in our practice, in our consultations, to get people off drugs, because there is no such thing as a benign drug. Now, obviously, you use whatever you need to. There's a benefit and a purpose to everything. But
what's the cost of the benefit?
the cost-benefit ratio, and what if the solution is actually worse than the problem? How's that sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
May curb toe fungus, but you could die.
But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
The doctor said you did read the papers that came with that drugs, didn't you?
And oh, God. Yes, yes, yes.
Fine print, four pages of rubbish, you know?
Rubbish is exactly the good word, and that's a good word for the medical system itself, if I dare say so myself. Oops, I'm getting off on an interesting tangent here. of a show, yeah. But
for a mouth cure, I've been trying a product called Carnivora, or the Venus flytrap, and my sugar levels have been stabilizing. I'm under 200, and then one day a week you don't take it, and then keeping on it for I'm doing so many drops a day. I'm up to 30 drops a day, and that's where I'm maintaining.
Well,
but it's no big overnight cure either.
No, it's not an overnight cure, but it sounds like you're doing all the right things. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, God bless. Karen from Minnesota. Hi, how are you?
Fine. Dr. Soren. And hi, Chris.
Hello.
I was listening to your program last week, and you were talking about COVID-19, virus. And in that conversation, you brought up bacteria. This is the second time in conversations or programs I've watched I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have?
Okay. Chris, do you want to jump in here for a sec?
Okay. Yeah, I had done some research on I didn't say the country before, but I'm going to say it now. It's Italy.
Mm-hmm.
They had done some research on this, and they kind of did something against WHO.
WHO, yeah.
Yeah, where they just went ahead and studied the bodies after they had passed from COVID and discovered that it seems to have a connection to bacteria.
And, you know, interesting thing is there's also seemingly a connection. You may call this a conspiracy theory or whatever it is, but the 5G networks are also very, very harmful. And the combination of the 5G with the immune system, with a cellular malfunction, and with a possible viral, or now that we're seeing possible bacterial, again, I'm not saying anything definitively, but the whole thing just makes no sense whatsoever. And when the thing doesn't make any sense, you got to look at the other options. What else is happening?
And they're treating it as a bacteria, and they're having amazing results. Mm. So, like with antibiotics.
In Italy?
What's that?
Italy, yes.
In Italy, they're treating it as a bacteria and not a virus?
Yeah, they're treating it with antibiotics and anti-inflammatory.
Well, the biggest thing is inflammation.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, non-steroidal.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay. I just picked up on that, and I thought I have to ask, call in and...
Yeah, thank you for checking in with us. And very good point. Now, speaking of Corona or COVID-19, and Karen, I'm just going to make a general statement here. Feel free to stay on the line, of course. The biggest issue with a COVID-19 Corona is not actually the virus itself that I'm concerned about, a virus or maybe even bacteria per se, but it's the fact of what's happening in our society, in our culture, in our lives, in our economic, social, immune systems. I mean, you know, what's happening with our lifestyle? You know, I think, you know, this is an even better question on when the cure is worse than the disease. What does that mean? And how much worse is the cure than the disease? You know, really. I could go on a long time on this. But it's kind of like almost cutting off your head in spite of your nose, so to speak. You know, I mean, that's just...
I've actually been studying that as well. In China, you know, they're starting to see reoccurrences of people with COVID-19 a second time. and they're realizing that the medications they gave them the first time is actually compromising their heart, and a lot of them are dying of heart attacks now.
Well, and of course, you know, the delay in care, I still work emergency room, and I see people coming in near death because they're deathly afraid of the hospital or they haven't been able to get their surgeries, cardiac, orthopedic, there's infections, there's abuse, child, spousal, elder, it's just, you know, anxiety, stress, a lack of complete breakdown of lifestyle and the foundation of health. No resources to things that we normally would have that would support us, bodies, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, places of worship, for God's sake. You know, I mean, that's, there's just the whole thing is, well, I'm not going to say any more right now, but go ahead.
I think the big reason of, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
No. Chris, you go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, I think one of the big reasons nowadays that people are postponing treatment is because they're scared to go in that somebody else may have the coronavirus. And they're like, I'm going to be contaminated right there in the hospital.
Or
so.
Concern for testing.
So. Yeah. Oh, getting your brain swabbed with a giant Q-tip. You know, there.
Literally feels like a brain swab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if we don't kill enough brain cells by the mask that we're wearing unnecessarily, I should. Well,
stab it with a stick.
Then stab it with a stick further. That's right. Yeah. That was a little humor here, but I'm not. I'm not making a generalization here, just a little statement here. But thank you for calling in, and thank you for shedding a little
You're
light on
welcome.
This. Yeah, God bless.
Good. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you, Karen. You bet. Charlene, hi, how are you? Dr. Sergey Sorin and Chris Griffin at your service. And, of course, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us in spirit, and he'll join us shortly. But, not today, but, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great, Dr. Sorin. And what's the other person's name? I forgot his name.
Chris Griffith.
Griffin, the most amazing intuitive and healer that we know on this part of the world.
His name is Chris?
Chris.
Yeah, Chris Griffith.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, what do you think of this, guys, doctors, rather?
Mm-hmm.
Just think this is news that I just came across.
Yeah.
Since the coronavirus enters through the mucosa,
mm-hmm.
well then, for complete protection, it goes the goes in the nose, comes goes in the nose and in the
eyes,
okay.
Ears.
So now in the eyes.
Yes.
So he's recommending. Dr. Fauci is recommending eye goggles or eye shields.
Yes.
Eye shields for your eyes now. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think the spacesuit is next. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Shorter the hazmat suit. But he's talking about the mucosa, so I understand that.
Yes.
But I just don't understand. Goggles now?
Okay, my personal perspective, I'm not saying anything medically here, but, I am a medical doctor, but, so I guess it is somewhat medical. Let me just clarify, personal opinion. I think it's just going to be as useful as masks. I'm just going to leave it as that.
I'm thinking you could use a 5-gallon bucket and some duct tape and have the same effect.
Oh, duct tape is great for everything.
But now it's mandated in Springfield for the masks.
Yeah.
That came through, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we actually started a mask exemption service. It's a quick check-in, it's enough to go over the immune system, optimize your health basics, and then give a mask exemption to the people who really can't or don't want to function with a mask, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't want to go that route, compliance is wearing a mask. It doesn't have to be the N95 mask. It can be a bandana,
I come across.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. Another thing is they're not promoting or allowing the fact that hydroxychloroquine is curing people. So what do you think of that, see?
That's a very deep issue there. That's a real deep issue, and I've got a lot to say about that, but probably will get me kicked out from the radio if I say something of that nature.
Yeah, better not talk about it. Okay,
right.
I just wanted to mention it because I think it's so important, too, because it's putting fear in people, and I just don't...
Common sense or lack of, exactly.
Yeah.
Or maybe even purposeful, more likely, but who knows,
But if you're on death's bed, why not try what's there? You know, well, that's my perspective on it.
Before you get in deathbed, maybe you should try it then. You know, that's my
idea. Yeah, that's right. It's supposed to be a preventative, too.
That's right. That's
well, your best defense is your immune system. So you need build your immune system before you start getting sick and then go, what did
I
do wrong?
Chris, that's exactly right. And I tell people that all the time. Work on your immune system. That's all you got to do. Work on your immune system.
Perfect.
And it probably will not happen. But, I mean, I'm not perfect, but I'm just saying you got to do something for yourself.
Actually,
exactly.
On the way over here, I work a lot with what I call the inside, the intuitive nudges within ourselves. Mm-hmm. It said to me to say something on the air now, so this seems like a good time. It says you have to consciously choose health and to build your immune system or unconsciously choose illness. Both always comes with time.
Okay, so I'm gonna add to what Chris was said. Just said this is very powerful. A choice to do something or to not do something, activity or inactivity, is as much of a choice as the other choice. In other words, everything, whatever we do or don't do, let me just rephrase that, is our decision, and the consequences will follow through every decision. So if we take action or if we don't take action, guess what? There's only one person responsible for that person's health, and that's that. Goes for every single individual child, woman, man, or elder in the world. We are responsible for our own health. We are responsible for emotional, spiritual, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. And there are ways to do that. And if we don't, guess what? It's on us. We can't blame it on media.
Right.
Media is terrible. Media is basically, you know, I'm not even going to say anything about the government and how it's handling things. It's just, again, what I have to say is going to be a little stronger than what I'd like to say on the radio right now. Bottom line is, yes, we can look at all these factors, and yes, it's making life very, very difficult in every single way possible. But guess what? Ultimately, we still have the power and responsibility to protect our liberties, to protect our health, to take care of our mental, emotional, and physical health. And nobody can compromise us. Nobody can throw us under the bus without our conscious and aware, basically folding in. What's the other word for that? In other words, if we compromise ourselves and we kind of go with what is being pushed on us, whether it's good for us or not, guess what? There's a consequence to pay.
Even if you don't know what you're doing one way or the other, you're still going to get the consequence.
That's right. That's right. So my find out. Conventional medicine is not going to treat your immune system. That just doesn't happen. If anything, if there's steroids and other things to suppress the immune system, meaning that if you really want to get an answer to what's going on, find yourself a holistic or at least comprehensive provider. But holistic is my word of choice because it's mind, body, spirit, because that's what it takes. That's what it takes.
Yeah. One of the things that actually bothers me, I feel like the thing that's the best for you and in your immune system is your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Yet medical school doesn't really focus on that.
You know how Chris, how much time we had on nutrition?
Like a class, probably.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. Well.
Yes.
Eat this. Don't eat that.
Yeah. Or refer to nutrition. That was the message.
Yeah. Nutritionist.
Yeah. And nutritionists are no better than anybody else.
I think it should start there. Eat thy medicine.
if the medicine.
Let the food
is,
be thy food. Medicine, whatever. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. Hold on. I think I know what you're saying. Okay. if thy food is not thy medicine, then thy medicine will become thy food. In other words, if you don't eat proper nutrition, exercise, stress management, sleep, then you will be taking medicine for the rest of your life.
Yep.
And it's not going to get better. That's a big one. Let's talk about immune system. What are some of the things that we can do to improve the immune system? First of all, of course, there's oral supplementation. I'll start with supplements. That's the easiest way to go. Excuse me. For example, something like Shilly Essentials, which is a good multivitamin, B complex. You need that for energy. Youth Formula, which is vitamin C, molybdenum, MSM, raises DHEA, quintessential health hormone, by 60%. Vitamin D3, 50,000 units, either weekly or every 10 days. Astaxanthin or beta carotene, which is another form of vitamin A, and that's really good for the immune system. And then, last but not least, we always recommend something like taurine and or others that help to put the entire system in a balance, a sympathetic, parasympathetic, fight for or flight versus relaxation. No. And that's the key, because the body does not heal unless it is relaxed.
And no matter how spectacular your supplements are, you still have to focus on diet. You still have to eat healthy. You can't say, well, I'm taking a supplement that has that in it. So I'm going to go ahead and have my Big Mac.
Perfect.
Know, doesn't work that way. I mean, yeah, sure, you can have a Big Mac every once in a while, so if you choose, but it's probably not a good idea. But
So let's talk about diet. Primarily veggies, because that's good for the pH. Some protein, cut the carbs if you can, cut the sugar. Those are inflammatory. Dairy can be inflammatory to some degree, although not for everyone. And last but not least, move. Get out there. Get some sun. Get some vitamin D. You know, move. It's so good for endorphins, but, you know, just the serotonin. I mean, just it's just an all-around win. Sleep. If you're not sleeping well, if you're watching news, or if you're getting, you know, if you're thinking about stuff that is running over and over on the news media, or, you know, just fear-mongering, turn that stuff off. Really. Get some rest. Read a good book. Or if you want to take action on something, take action, but be proactive. Now, let's talk about some more advanced ways to boost the immune system. How about, before we go there, orogenic training. It's six basic phrases. My arms and legs are heavy and warm. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My breathing is free and easy. My abdomen is warm. My forehead is cool. My mind is quiet and still. Again, people ask me, is this, what kind of exercise is that? It's basically, it's one of the most effective ways to reset, retrain your central nervous system and autonomic nervous system. And once you're in balance, healing is possible.
Yeah, when you're balanced all together, then everything runs smoothly. But there are points, though, if you kind of, how to say this nicely, kind of let it go a bit, and you haven't ate right for a while, you don't exercise, you don't sleep right, you know, you're not hydrating with the right things, you're drinking coffee all the time.
Mm-hmm. Chris caught me on drinking vodka right
now. I
know.
I forgot to throw that in there as he's drinking a big old sip of it. But,
well, this is my CBD coffee, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just teasing you. But anyway, you're doing all these things, and it's kind of built up on you, and you're severely deficient in all sorts of vitamins and minerals. Yes. What are the solutions? Well, you need to start eating right so you're not making it worse, but then you're going to need to take some supplements in order to correct some of the deficiencies you created. One of the things that can really help pull that up would be like a Myers cocktail.
Intravenous nutritional IVs. Yep. That's right.
As long as you're taking it from there, you know, you say you're doing everything you should at that point and then getting your nutrition in order, you know, then at that point, once you've picked up the deficiencies, you shouldn't need it anymore.
Exactly.
But
don't forget, part of nutrition, it's what you take in, also mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. In other words, it's the stuff that, is stress from the outside. That's an intake, isn't it?
Especially now with everything going on, our stress levels out the roof.
Yeah. Plus, there's ozone and other things. So let's switch gears for just a second. Let's talk about some really, really good organizations and places that we really like. So first of all, there is a Wellness Concepts Clinic, Dr. Jill, located at 1200
East Woodhurst
Drive. Okay, somehow I can never pronounce that address right. East Woodhurst Drive. Did I do it right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Suite R300. Telephone number is 417-877-1300, 1300. Wellness Concepts Clinic. Dr. Jill is amazing. Plus, she has other people there. There's chiropractic. There's all sorts of options. And she does an amazing job. Also, Chris, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about the chiropractor there, Dr. Obrey. He's amazing. Yeah. He's the best I've ever seen. I would recommend Dr. Obrey.
Yes.
Of course, Dr. Jill, she really knows her stuff, and she knows a lot more than she puts on. I think she's intuitive to herself. She may not tell you it. She just kind of works intuitively anyway. Haha, I called you out, Dr. Jill.
Yeah, I think Chris got it. Having met Dr. Jill, I would agree. Also, how about this? Nature Blissed. Tart cherry juice concentrate in the produce department in a real grocery store near you. 3,750 auric units, which are really good for your health. Anti-inflammatory and, tastes great and good for your overall health. Again, Nature Blessed Tart cherry juice concentrate.
at real grocery stores.
That's right. I love the way he says it.
And if they don't have it, it's not a real grocery store.
Yes, sir. Okay. And last but not least, Spring Valley Natural Foods. With 30%, wow, 30% off the books, and as well as the number of lines on Dr. Shili and Shili Soren products, including essentials, youth formula, we just mentioned that, bliss oils, magnesium lotion, eugesterone, and all kinds of good things.
Yeah, all of Dr. Shili's goodies.
Pretty much all, everything that we like, we, you know, they have it. So
and they are super kind. They actually do care about you. Jamie's amazing.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Very much so. And, well, Chris, anything else on your mind? Yeah. Let's just take another minute or so to kind of summarize or recap some of the main concepts of where we are. So it's up to each of us to take responsibility, accountability, and consequences for every action or inaction that we take, whether it's politically, socially, health-wise, family, or otherwise. In other words, we are all in charge of our lives, whether we like it or not. And the outcomes depends primarily on what we do or do not do. So make a decision. Make a decision and see if you want to go healthy, holistic, mind, body, spirit, balanced, or the other way around. It's a choice.
I've kind of discovered with people that they choose not to make the right choices for their immune system, and so they choose to then, hey, just give me a pill to try to fix this, and then go back to their bad habits.
And if that's what a person wants, then that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine, but you got to wake up from that because you're only killing yourself slowly and painfully.
Slowly and painfully. That's the right word. And we'll be back after this commercial break.
From the Ozarks News Network, this is your 2:30 report. Officials at College of the Ozarks have suspended all athletic competition this fall. The suspension also applies to School of the Ozarks, a high school affiliated with the college. The college will be in session for the fall semester. President Jerry Davis says the college will resume athletics when it's safe to do so. The superintendent of Springfield Public Schools says the school district is hiring more people than ever before in preparation for the reopening of schools. Dr. John Jungman says parents must decide by tomorrow whether to have their children in class 2 days a week with 3 days of virtual learning or use virtual learning exclusively. Jungman says the district hopes to return to in-person classes 5 days a week by the end of the first quarter. And Governor Mike Parson is asking lawmakers to approve legislation that would allow children as young as 12 to be tried in court as adults for unlawful use of weapons and armed criminal action. The proposal comes 2 years after legislators passed a measure raising the age to be tried as an adult from 17 to 18. For the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
A clean building says you take pride in your business. That's why you should step up to the pros at Quality Clean, your local cleaning expert since 2003. All Quality Clean employees go through a background check and drug screening and wear uniforms. Quality Clean cleans everything from banks to medical facilities to schools. Check out the new website, myqualityclean.com, myqualityclean.com, or call 833-4250.
Clean up your business with Quality Clean.
Please listen to Law Talk Wednesday at 2 p.m. We'll be taking your calls at 862-9977. So join us on Law Talk Wednesday at 2 p.m.
on KWTO 560 AM and 93.3 FM.
A flash flood watch is in effect through late tonight. It'll be cloudy and humid this afternoon. Shower and a thunderstorm, the high 86. Partly to mostly cloudy, humid, couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm for tonight. That flooding could occur, low 70. Clouds and humid, shower and thunderstorm for tomorrow, the high 77. And then Saturday, clouds and breaks of sun, the high Saturday at 81. I'm AccuWeather's Steve Williams.
And welcome back to the Shili Soren and now Mr. Griff radio. And welcome back. Now, by the way, we can talk for the next 30 minutes, which would be fun. Definitely share a lot of information, but you can also give us a call with any question or suggestions or thoughts or anything on your mind whatsoever. 862 9977. Another number, 1-800-375-0056. So please feel free to give us a call. Welcome your comments, thoughts, and everything else. So let's talk about some other ways of health and wellness. So what is at the core of health and wellness? We talked about this already a little bit before, but in order to be truly healthy, you have to be balanced. It has to be a complete spiritual, and we are spiritual beings before we're anything else. We come into this world, again, I'm just stating this as a personal opinion, but this is how we, this is our practice philosophy. We are a spiritual being before we're anything else.
Yeah.
And then there's thoughts, feelings, emotions, and then there's physical. And once the, this is how I operate, this is how we work. When you look at the patterns of life, patterns of the spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical, and what's happening with the outcomes, is it a good outcome, bad outcome, and then we can work backwards, and we can figure out if the patterns are working for us or if they don't. And if they don't, there's always a chance to change. And once the change happens, new patterns develop, new outcomes develop, and that's what it's all about, folks. Now, John, how are you?
Very good, sir. Very good. Thank you for taking my call. Do you know what I'm saying? Always enjoy your show. Finally got a chance to listen to it today. Do you know what I'm saying? Hours, all that good stuff.
Yes, sir.
And I'd say, once again, thank you for doing what you're doing. Do you know what I'm saying? Thank you for your show.
Thank you.
I was just going to ask. During the whole COVID thing, it's like I've been like exercise, basically doing what they tell me to do. Do you know what I'm saying? I have been doing a lot of aerobic to keep my lungs clear. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? To basically, it's like it's respiratory. Mm-hmm. But they were talking about zinc. I've been taking zinc, and they said it has to be a certain kind of zinc. I've been taking chelated zinc, and I've been taking 50 milligrams a day on top of like my normal supplements. Should I be taking more or less? I'm worried about toxicity.
Gotcha.
I was just kind of wondering what your opinions on zinc were, because I read that it's like it actually, the COVID does not like zinc.
Yes, yes. Also vitamin D3, vitamin C,
yeah,
and a bunch of other stuff. You're 100% correct. What I personally like is something called L-Opti-Zinc. Let me see if I can, there's actually, if you go to the website, Real Holistic, hold on, let me actually see, if make sure that that works. Holisticdoc.com. Okay, so here we are. That's www.realholisticdoc, holistic with an H, .com. And if I go on the shop section right now and I look for zinc, what will come up is L-Optizinc, which is a... Mm-hmm. 100 capsules, 30 milligrams, okay. And it's actually fairly reasonably priced.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's my preferred form of zinc.
Too much of it? Do you know what I'm saying? Once again, it's like is 50 milligrams too much?
Yeah,
Vitamin
this.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Yeah.
The National Institute of Health considers 40 milligrams of a day to be the upper limit.
Okay.
So if you're really deficient, it's I don't think it's bad to do it a little bit more than that until you get back into your normal ranges.
But I'm gonna say something too, John. Who is behind the National Institute of Health? In other words, look at the organization. Do you have faith in their recommendations and numbers?
I do too. Actually, I actually follow their exercise recommendation. I do because I have a sedentary lifestyle. I do 300 minutes of aerobics.
Oh, yeah.
According to them, it's 150 bare minimum, 300 minutes if you're sedentary, which is what I generally do, and two full body exercises. So I think their data is pretty good. So I will go with that. I thank you so much for your advice from both of you, and have a blessed day.
John, pleasure. Now, Lewis, are you there? Did I say the name right? Lewis?
I have a 55-year-old son every now and then he has a panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
What is a good supplement to calm him down?
Okay. Now, we specialize in anxiety, stress, depression, and chronic illness, and this is where a consultation would do very well. But if you want to get started with something, sign up for a free newsletter, when you go to realholisticdoc.com, and you'll just basically, you can get a free book, 90 Days to Self-Health. which is a foundation for biogenics, which is a way to reset the central nervous system, autonomic nervous system, one of the best ways to deal with that, and that'd be a good book to get and read. But also, Chris wants to jump in right now.
Oh, I was going to say, the PEMF on his head, autogenic training, and spiritual counseling. I kind of feel like he may have some stuff he needs to get past in his mind. And
exactly. Yeah. Plus a few supplements. I mentioned a few essentials. Let's say Shilly Essentials, good multivitamin, youth formula, taurine. Great for the central nervous system, just nervous system in general, magnesium, but also some lithium, orotate, not like the drug lithium carbonate, lithium orotate, which is the precursor to serotonin, and a few others. But I think a consultation will do so much stronger. Here's what I find. If I make recommendations to people on the radio and I follow through with them, let's say half a year later, about 10 to 15% will actually benefit, but the rest will not, because, again, I'm not sure what that is.
I guess one of the big things of giving ideals on the radio of what to do, you're not giving it to just that one person. You're giving it to everybody else, too.
Exactly.
So it has to be tailored perfectly for
and
you.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that I was going to say is we have actually we have over 34,000 success outcomes with 85% success rate, and in analyzing how we are getting to those numbers, it's actually commitment. It's getting into the office, it's monthly visits, it's staying on top, correcting stuff as it comes along. In other words, working with Chris as a medical intuitive, just working in all layers, because it's hard to give just generic advice and have a good outcome for a lifetime, possibly, of issues. So if you're interested, 417-351-5221, and we love working with this kind of an issue.
And we are actually co-creators of your health.
Yes.
We are here to support you along the way and not just, okay, yeah, let's fix this one thing and then move you on.
Oh, no. This is the holistic approach. That's the concept. So, yeah, if you're interested, please do call us in. But otherwise, what I mentioned is a good start.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. Yes. Shirley, hi.
I would like to know if you could recommend a dermatologist in Springfield for me.
Not to my knowledge specifically. I know there's Cox and there is Mercy System. I know a number of specialists whom I like to refer to, but dermatology is not off the top of my head. I know in St. Louis I can mention a few names, but you don't know any, Chris?
No, I don't know any.
Yeah. It also is a question sometimes with insurance. If you want to go through insurance, then...
I would have to go with Mercy.
Mercy? Okay, well, that's a no-brainer, because then they'll refer you to whoever is necessary or whoever is under the paperwork. So,
well, good thing you can do when you get in with whomever it may be, you just kind of feel your inner nudges. If there's something saying, okay, something's not right here, or I'm not wanting to do this, then that's a good clue saying you need to find someone else.
Exactly. Listen to your gut. Yep. Listen to your gut.
And don't let the I'm going to say it this way, even if I'm going to get scolded later, but don't let the opinion of the doctor overthrow your better judgment.
I will second that 100%. When we listen to our who is the ultimate expert on our body, mind, spirit? It's us. It's each person for themselves. That's the power. And this is how I practice medicine too. And this is what Chris does, and this is what all of us do. We are here to assist you. We're here to walk with you. We're here to give guidance and tools. But the one who is actually going to get the results, the job done, the one who is going to heal yourself, is you. And that's all there's to it. We're just here to give you the tools to be successful.
We can hand you the bottle of L-Optic zinc, but we can't make you take it.
That's right. That's right. And even more so, what's even more important is the fact that there's mental, emotional, spiritual aspects that affect the physical tremendously. And those things are powerful.
And I have learned with what I do that if the physical world isn't assisting, if you're going to the doctors and it's not helping, then there's something else beyond that. You probably need to start looking at your mental health or your spiritual health. There's something that's impeding that, and it may have been that all along, and it probably was.
Well, that's how the patterns. Let's talk about patterns. I've had a near-death experience. I'll talk briefly about that. I may have mentioned this earlier, About 10 years ago, give or take, I had an experience with, I crashed my vehicle at about 75 miles per hour. So I had this classic out of body going to the light. Then this huge realization about who, what, and what my true nature is. And that is how right now I do not have any fear or concern about death. And I'm not saying I'm a perfect being, but when it comes to life, I know that everything, all the options are open. And I am free to change my patterns. I am not limited by my patterns. I am not my physical body, even though I have a body. I am not my thoughts, feelings, and emotions, even though I have those things. And we are just so much more. We are infinitely powerful beings. And that's a message that I can't bring out strongly enough.
Yeah, I like to think of it as we are not a physical body having occasional spiritual occurrences. We are a spiritual being having this physical stuff that we're dealing with. So I like to think that we're like the ultimate cosmic power in the itty-bitty living space that is our body.
Exactly.
You know, we are strong. We are amazing. We just got to believe it in ourselves, and anything that we can put our mind to, we can accomplish.
And I'd like to say something about beliefs and belief system. Actually, there's a friend of mine has a saying, what does the word BS stands for when you hear, you know? Again, I'm not saying a bad word out there. BS could stand for several things, but one of the things it stands for in my mind is belief system.
Yeah.
And if your belief system is full of BS, so to speak, then guess what's going to happen in your life? Or if your belief system is conducive to health, what's going to happen? There you are. All right. Do we have Bob?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shirley, go ahead, please. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you mention the name of a dermatologist? I didn't get it.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Not off the top of my head, but just go with the insurance or Mercy and just have them refer. And then if you like what you see, then that's fine. If not, then we can advise you further.
Yeah, you may be able to ask Dr. Shealy directly next time he's on the air, mm-hmm. and he's a whiz at all that. He probably knows 20 of them.
Okay, I sure appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Shirley. Yes. Hi, is Bob on the line? Yeah.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. Can you tell us real quickly how Dr. Shealy is, or is he vacationing?
He is taking a well-deserved little vacation. Not long enough, obviously, but, you know, I got a feeling he's a workaholic, but, you know, I can't say that on the radio out loud, you know.
He's probably listening.
He loves what he do, you know? Does, yeah.
I'm rather concerned. I learned not to fear and live in fear. Psalms 23 said, I will fear no evil, for thou,
yes,
the Lord God, is with us. And Timothy says something about God's not given a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind.
Yes.
And I'm excited about that. But this COVID-19 vaccine, allegedly it has 18 to 21 different poisons, including nanotechnology,
yes,
chips in it.
Yes, 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 allegedly, yes.
Are we going to be forced to take that? Because I know you're on the inside of knowing, and you've got friends in high places. I'll get off and listen. If you'll tell people about the vaccines, I think it'd be very helpful. And God bless you all. You're doing a great job.
Bob, thank you, and God bless as well. All right, so the vaccine, very good question. Just like the masks have become mandatory, but is it really mandatory? Because we actually have given a number of people mask exemptions, and including myself and Dr. Shealy, basically, you know, whoever in the office is not able to tolerate masks, which is not written, none of us really, for respiratory treatments. So it's not exactly, I shouldn't say it's not mandatory, it's an ordinance, but in general, when it comes to your health, you're still in charge. And if you choose not to have a vaccine, you don't have to have a vaccine. You may have to have a medical exemption, and if that's the case, I am happy to assist with that. We do that kind of service as well. But that vaccine is actually on the evil end of evil, actually.
I have 100% chance that I am not going to be taking that vaccine. I don't care what the
exactly
rules are. It is not going to happen.
Yeah. First of all, it's mRNA, so it goes straight to the genetic material. And God knows how many cancers, how many immune issues, it's just that, you know, plus the regular poisons of the vaccines, such as mercury, aluminum. But this vaccine that's coming up is a monster. No. I mean, that's just the, if the others were bad, I mean, this is just a monster. That's my take. Now, without going into too much detail, and no, I am not taking that vaccine personally. Yeah.
Ray.
I'm sorry, Bob. Yeah, anything? We're good. Yeah. Okay, Ray. Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Soren. I wanted your opinion on stress tests for the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I also add into that that I just recently found that I have a small cyst on my left kidney.
Oh, okay.
My primary care physician seems to think that it's not very serious and nothing to worry about at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering how much stress to the kidneys a stress test to the heart would involve.
Well, okay. I can tell you intuitively, this is Chris Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for your case alone, and not for anybody else that's listening, that's probably not going to be that big of a deal. I'm trying to lift my liability for saying that. But I feel like it's you know, for you, it actually is a small deal. And that's how I'm hearing it through intuition. So this is actually the perfect time for you, though, to address the inflammation that's within you. To address your diet, to address, you know, exercise, even if it's only taking a small walk, you know, and hydration levels, sleep patterns,
foundations,
and stress, you know, the main five factors of health. You know, this is a perfect time to do it. If it's not serious now, make it so it's not even there. Make it so your overall health is better and your quality of life is up.
Before the crisis to hit.
Pretty serious about exercising and about trying to eat properly and taking supplements. And I've actually seen Dr. Sheely and Dr. Soren. My blood pressure tends to be fine at home. The only time it goes up is when I'm at any doctor's office, including holistic doctors.
Oh, God. Well, no, that's scary, are we?
That's pretty much almost everybody does that. So I think we've kind of got used to going, okay, well, it's up a little bit, but we're not going to worry about it.
Right, exactly.
Well, I was recently in the emergency room on July 9th, and everything checked out great. I had had some discomfort in my left chest at the doctor's office, and he advised me to go to the emergency room, and everything checked out well except my blood pressure ended up being 218/90.
Wow.
But while I was waiting, I had an EKG. It was very good. Chest X-ray was fine. They did two blood draws. I don't know. I guess for comparison, I don't know.
Yeah, usually anyway, it's a second set of cardiac enzymes. That's what I normally do. Mm-hmm. And if that's negative,
anyway,
that's usually a good sign. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, they said those were good. But the ER doctor wanted to admit me to the hospital for a stress test at the hospital the next day, and I said, no, thank you. I will make an appointment with a cardiologist, which
yes,
I did,
yeah.
And I've seen him, and he wanted to do a stress test, but then I understand there's more than one kind of stress test, and
yes,
I did not like the idea of being injected with something and then have your heart brought to be very stressed.
Yes, chemically,
brought
or
back.
Nuclear,
so
right.
I said, what about the old-fashioned kind when you just walk on a treadmill and they hook monitor up to you, whatever? And he said, okay, he'd order that.
Good.
But even since then, I've been second-guessing myself as to even if I wanted to do that.
No, get it done. That's,
yeah.
I think, I agree with Chris, you know, and intuitively, but also just medically speaking, it just makes more sense.
I don't think that's actually bad. I feel like you need to see your body in all the conditions it normally goes in.
Yeah.
If you're walking around versus if you're sitting there not doing anything, waiting for him to take your blood pressure or whatever, it's going to be different results. So I think it's important to actually do the stress test still.
And
not for,
you know,
everybody, but
yeah. And the other thing is don't let unnecessary stress enter your life, just like with COVID. The bottom line is stress is behind 90%, 85-90% of all the bad things that happen: physical, chronic disease, mental, emotional, you just name it. I mean, really, stress is there when it's long enough and it's prolonged and it's unopposed. So the one thing is, Ray, you mentioned you were seen in the office. So are you still doing bioenergetic training, or have you done that?
Well, I have done it, and I need to get back to it. I kind of got out of the habit. I need to get back into that.
Yes, sir. The habit is very important, because it's that habit which is going to set you on a path to balanced, autonomic nervous system, and central nervous system, and that's one of the most powerful things that will get your blood pressure under control in any given circumstance, even with the white coat.
Yeah, one of the things that I'm thinking intuitively, I don't know if you've checked into this before, but probably should, is food allergies.
Oh.
I'm kind of questioning your body and food allergies, if there's something that triggers it at different times, and it may not even be related to overall physical health.
So stress can come in all kinds of sorts. I mean, it could be, what Chris mentioned is a stress as well. So actually, if you'd like, I would highly recommend that you set up an appointment with Chris and perhaps ourselves. I'm not saying you have to, but this would be very helpful. You still have our number, right? 417-351-5221. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be a good follow-up after you get a stress test done.
Okay.
And then we can discuss the options. You know, I'm just going to jump one more thing. Mm-hmm. Conventional healthcare system is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just you have to use it for what it's good for, which is testing, diagnosis, and possible treatment of acute disease, not chronic disease, acute disease. But testing and acute care is actually okay. Go ahead, please. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just had one other thing I was going to mention. I also just recently found out that my lymph nodes, I have two lymph nodes under my arm, mm-hmm. that are enlarged. Mm-hmm. And my doctor had me do two ultrasounds to compare, and a couple months apart, and they had grown a little bit, and she still kind of was back and forth about whether I should take a next step. So now mm-hmm. she decided that yes, I need to go to a dermatologist, and what they will do, I have no idea. But I don't know how all that enters in. I know everything's related, but
I would, for that purpose, I would actually encourage you to have something called thermography. Thermography. It's a whole body scan to check for any abnormalities throughout the entire body. And if you call the office, we can actually give you some contact information on that.
Okay.
Yeah. To me, looking at that has to do with inflammation in the system as well.
Exactly.
And so mm-hmm. even though you're trying to do the things that, you feel are perfect, it may not quite be right for you. You may be able to adjust little things, adjust some supplements here and there, adjust what you're eating, try to get rid of some of those food allergies. And mm-hmm. and the only way to know is experiment or to get some outside help like what we're able to offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So definitely would be a good thing if you're interested, and definitely come on down. Well, we've seen you already, so.
Come on back. Come on back,
yeah.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
All right, thank you, guys.
My pleasure. And I'd like to finish, about a minute or so. So take care of your health. Take care of your mind. Take care of your body. You are a spirit, that's what you truly are. But do the right things. Be good to yourself. That's the only person you're truly responsible for is yourself. And once you're okay on your own, you can help others. And that's the ultimate thing, to be okay and to be of service. And that's all I got to say.
Your mind creates your reality.
And the mind is a very powerful factor.
Extremely powerful factor.
So until further notice, stay healthy, stay well. Don't worry about what you don't need to worry about.
Turn off the TV.
Turn off the TV. Turn off the stressors. Obviously, do what you got to do. And if you have a question or a concern about holistic health or wellness, give us a call, 417-351-5221. We love to help people, and we do it all day. Every day.
Actually, you should turn off the radio too. Everything but AM 560.
Ah, yeah. Right. Thank you, Chris. And blessings.
KWTO. Okay, Darren. In December, we celebrated the 7th anniversary of Through the Grapevine. That means we have sampled 1,456 bottles of wine.
Then it's a good thing we do the show from Brown Derby International Wine Center.
Why is that?
Because we have over 2,000 different wines. This show can go on forever.
So join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at Brown Derby International Wine Center or on AM 560 KWTO.
This is Republican and former legislator Ray Weider. Here's why I'm supporting Amendment 2. We've been sending our tax dollars to other states. Amendment 2 would bring your tax dollars back home to Missouri. That would expand Medicaid coverage to hardworking Missouri families. Amendment 2 will protect thousands of health care jobs. It will help keep our rural hospitals open so more veterans and Missouri families can get health care. On August 4th, vote yes on Amendment 2.
Paid for by Missourians for Health Care. Joe Perley, Treasurer.
I'm Taryn Allen, owner of ClearShine LLC, locally owned in Springfield, Missouri.
I'm Todd Mercer, general manager of ClearShine LLC. We're a window washing company that specializes in residential and business window washing and cleaning services. We also do power washing, tree removal, and gutter cleaning.
We serve more than 250 clients in Springfield, Joplin, Southwest Missouri, including Northern Arkansas, with quality work at an affordable price. Here's one of our clients to tell you about his experience with ClearShine.
Hi, this is Art Haynes, voice of the Missouri State Bears and game day host for the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. I've hired ClearShine for my window washing and the other services they provide. I highly recommend you give ClearShine a call at 417-569-4977. If you want to ClearShine all the time, give them a call at 417-569-4977. That's 569-4977. ClearShine.
A flash flood watch is in effect through late tonight. It'll be cloudy and humid this afternoon. Shower and a thunderstorm, the high 86. Partly to mostly cloudy, humid, couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm for tonight. That flooding could occur, low 70. Clouds and humid, shower and thunderstorm for tomorrow, the high 77.
Well, I have done it, and I need to get back to it. I haven't. I kind of got out of the habit. I need to get back into that.
Yes, sir. The habit is very important because it's that habit which is going to set you on a path to balanced autonomic nervous system and central nervous system, and that's one of the most powerful things that will get your blood pressure under control in any given circumstance, even with a white coat.
Now, one of the things that I'm thinking intuitively, I don't know if you've checked into this before, but probably should, is food allergies.
Oh.
I'm kind of questioning your body and food allergies, if there's something that triggers it at different times, and it may not even be related to overall physical health.
So stress can come in all kinds of sorts. I mean, it could be, what Chris mentioned is a stress as well. So actually, if you'd like, I would highly recommend that you set up an appointment with Chris and perhaps ourselves. And I'm not saying you have to, but this would be very helpful. So you still have our number, right? 417-351-5221. I think it'd be a good follow-up after you get a stress test done.
Okay.
And then we can discuss the options. You know, I'm just going to jump one more thing. Conventional healthcare system is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just you have to use it for what it's good for, which is testing, diagnosis, and possible treatment of acute disease, not chronic disease, acute disease. But testing and acute care is actually okay. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
I just had one other thing I was going to mention. I also just recently found out that my lymph nodes, I have two lymph nodes under my arm that are enlarged. Mm-hmm. And my doctor had me do two ultrasounds to compare and, a couple months apart. And they had grown a little bit. And she still kind of was back and forth about whether I should take a next step. So now she decided that, yes, I need to go to a dermatologist. And what they will do, I have no idea. But I don't know how all that enters in. You know, I know everything's related, but...
I would, for that purpose, I would actually encourage you to have something called thermography. Thermography. It's a whole body scan to check for any abnormalities throughout the entire body. And if you call the office, we can actually give you some contact information on that.
Okay.
Yeah. To me, looking at that has to do with inflammation in the system as well.
Exactly.
And so even though you're trying to do the things that, you know, you feel are perfect, it may not quite be right for you. You know, you may be able to adjust little things, adjust some supplements here and there, adjust what you're eating, you know, try to get rid of some of those food allergies. And and the only way to know is experiment or to get some outside help like what we're able to offer.
Yeah. So definitely would be a good thing if you're interested, and definitely come on down. Well, we've seen you already, so.
Come on back.
Come on back, yeah.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
All right, thank you, guys.
My pleasure. And I'd like to finish, we still, maybe we got about a minute or so. So take care of your health. Take care of your mind. Take care of your body. So, you know, you are a spirit, so you, I mean, so you, I mean, that's what you truly are. But do the right things. Be good to yourself. That's the only person you're truly responsible for is yourself. And once you're okay on your own, you can help others. And that's the ultimate thing, to be okay and to be of service. That's all I got to say.
Your mind creates your reality.
And the mind is a very powerful factor.
Extremely powerful factor.
So until further notice, stay healthy, stay well. Don't worry about what you don't need to worry about.
Turn off the TV.
Turn off the TV. Turn off the stressors. Obviously, you know, do what you got to do. And if you have a question or a concern about holistic health or wellness, give us a call, 417-351-5221. We love to help people, and we do it all day, every day.
Actually, you should turn off the radio, too, everything but AM 560.
Ah, yeah. Right. Thank you, Chris. And blessings.
Okay, Darren, in December, we celebrated the 7th anniversary of Through the Grapevine. That means we have sampled 1,456 bottles of wine.
Then it's a good thing we do the show from Brown Derby International Wine Center.
Why is that?
Because we have over 2,000 different wines. This show can go on forever.
So join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at Brown Derby International Wine Center or on AM 560 KWTO.
This is Republican and former legislator Ray Weeder. Here's why I'm supporting Amendment 2. We've been sending our tax dollars to other states. Amendment 2 would bring your tax dollars back home to Missouri. That would expand Medicaid coverage to hardworking Missouri families. Amendment 2 will protect thousands of healthcare jobs. It will help keep our rural hospitals open so more veterans and Missouri families can get healthcare. On August 4th, vote yes on Amendment 2.
Paid for by Missourians for Healthcare. Joe Perley, Treasurer.
I'm Taryn Allen, owner of ClearShine LLC, locally owned in Springfield, Missouri.
I'm Todd Mercer, General Manager of ClearShine LLC. We're a window washing company that specializes in residential and business window washing and cleaning services. We also do power washing, tree removal, and gutter cleaning.
We serve more than 250 clients in Springfield, Joplin, Southwest Missouri, including Northern Arkansas, with quality work at an affordable price. Here's one of our clients to tell you about his experience with ClearShine.
Hi, this is Art Haynes, voice of the Missouri State Bears and game day host for the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. I've hired ClearShine for my window washing and the other services they provide. I highly recommend you give ClearShine a call at 417-569-4977. If you want to ClearShine all the time, give them a call at 417-569-4977. That's 569-4977. ClearShine.
A flash flood watch is in effect through late tonight. It'll be cloudy and humid this afternoon. Shower and a thunderstorm, the high 86. Partly to mostly cloudy, humid, couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm for tonight. That flooding could occur, low 70. Clouds and humid, shower and thunderstorm for tomorrow, the high 77.